Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
You couldn't pick Pete Buttigieg because he was gay, but you could endorse taxpayer-funded sex changes for minors? I mean, honestly. And then you pick Tim Walz. There is not a single political operative alive who believes that Tim Walz was a good choice or helped the ticket. Pete Buttigieg would have been a far superior choice. And the idea that you're going to go blame it on that now shows just how unfit she was for the presidency in the first place.
Yeah, that's Jennings on CNN last night talking about this new book that Kamala has out, which I can't imagine anyone would want to read, but apparently that's one of the details in there. She did not pick Mayor Pete as a running mate because he was gay and she's a homophobe, essentially. No, it was because she didn't think that America could, you know, handle an African-American woman and a gay man on the ticket. So she picked the doofus in Tim Walz. I love that. Charles Lipson with us, professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. That's quite something there, isn't it, Charles? How are you?
I'm doing good. I hope that the word doofus wasn't your introduction for me.
No, for Tim Walz. Because every time I hear a soundbite from that guy, and we've had quite a few even in the past few weeks, I cannot believe that ordinarily, you would assume ordinarily smart people, even though they're on the left, got together in a room and they looked at a map. Maybe they had a little billboard, you know, like one of those crime shows does where you have the push pins and they're trying to connect the dots. And there are a bunch of pictures up there and somebody said, let's go with this guy from Minnesota. And they said, yeah, he seems to be the one that will help us win this presidency because look at him. And then I guess they didn't know anything about Tim Walz because, honestly, what an embarrassment. He continues to be an embarrassment on the national stage.
Oh, he really is. I think that the decline of Minnesota goes far beyond Walz, but he's a poster child for what's happened there. And you can see who's running for mayor in Minneapolis. Minneapolis used to be a wonderful, virtually crime-free town. And they decided to fill it up with all kinds of people who essentially aren't Minnesota nice. And then, yeah, they have always had this kind of left-wing bias. That's one thing. But it's another thing to go completely off the deep end, and that's exactly – Tim Walz is just a moron, as well as a guy with a lot of bad judgment and bad policy ideas.
You know, I heard something yesterday that surprised me because, you know, we sit here in Missouri with a supermajority of Republicans. Illinois pretty much has it in the opposite direction. So knowing what I know about Minnesota politics, much of which comes from my friend David Strom at hotair.com, but obviously, you know, Charles, I remember in 1984, I'm at the University of Missouri. You'll love this story. And I have Missouri as Reagan Bush, you know, posters on my door. And my roommate at the time and I decided to throw an election party. I was very, you know, politically oriented when I was young and when I was in college. And we made the if you were voting for Walter Mondale, you could have a little Dixie cup. If you were voting for Ronald Reagan, I gave them champagne glasses. And I remember looking up at the corner of the TV on ABC, and I think it was Ted Koppel, who said that little blue dot in the corner, which was, you know, the Washington, D.C. area, that was the only election portion of the map that was going to Walter Mondale. And then finally, his home state of Minnesota comes in. So I use that as an example because I know the reputation of Minnesota, but I was surprised that the makeup of the House of Representatives is actually tied, right? It's 67 Republicans and 67 Democrats. So that kind of surprised me, given that in the Senate's pretty split as well in Minnesota, but it's always the whacked out progressive people in the governor's mansion up there, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting. We're in the midst of something tectonic in the United States. Let me give you a little background on it. The biggest one in recent memory was when Franklin Delano Roosevelt, not in his first election, but in his second one, 1936, reoriented American electoral politics and built a coalition that basically governed America maybe until Reagan's election. There were Republicans who were elected in the interim, but they all governed within the broad framework that FDR had set, and his coalition, his electoral coalition, dominated. The one before that was in 1896, and that was when William McKinley made a kind of permanent Republican majority that lasted until the FDR election in 1932, with the only exception being Woodrow Wilson. And he won because there were multiple candidates, two Republicans basically running against him. I think we're in the midst of something like that now, and that the engine has been Trump, and he's not engineering just a Republican dominant majority. He's engineering a change in the Republican Party itself. And that's, I don't know whether it will ultimately flip Minnesota, but you can see it's already flipped a state like Ohio. And it could flip Pennsylvania. If yeah. Pennsylvania goes red, then it's going to be very difficult for Democrats to win national elections.
So this is maybe why I'm more frustrated today than I ordinarily would have been, because, and David Harsanyi has a piece about this in the Washington, I think it's the Washington Examiner, because I'm going to take you into the Jimmy Kimmel, you know, reign here, right? I was so happy that this guy was removed. I hope he never comes back. He's married to a St. Louis woman, actually. I don't think he's funny at all, and he sat on his high horse and he cried on TV and he got the facts wrong and he manipulated things. But having said that, I feel, and this is what David's column said, I think we have been on this path where we're winning the culture war. And then this happens, and I'm fine with every aspect of it, Charles, except for Brendan Carr of the FCC making a threat on Benny Johnson's podcast. And I don't know if that had anything to do with the ABC decision or not, because they could have made the decision before that even happened. But I don't like that part of the story. And I say that in a way because I know if the tables were turned in the other direction, a lot of us on my side of the equation would be losing our, you know what, right now.
Absolutely. I take your point. I think it's very reasonable. Did you happen to see what Roseanne Barr posted today?
I did, actually. Yeah. I mean, she was...
You want to tell the audience?
Let's see if I have the... let me pull up the tweet because I want to be accurate, because yeah. She obviously was someone who was a part of...
She was canceled.
Yeah.
And she explains who canceled her.
Let's see here. See if I can...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Pull it up. The thing that
your basic point is correct. There's a difference between commercial entities making a decision relative to their audience and pressure from the government.
Yes.
And we saw this pressure from the government operating during the COVID era on all the social media companies. Now, there is a difference with the FCC. You have a public license. And so that's not true if you're a cable operator. So MSNBC doesn't have to go through the FCC. But if you have a public license, you can see where the FCC can say something. But I agree with you, when they start saying things that have a strong political taint, that's the strong arm of the government kind of intervening in a free speech way. So I'm very much with you, Mark.
I have this problem when I Google, someone's Twitter site, then I can't go from Google to Safari. So I'm having some troubles pulling up.
So let me just explain what the heart of the thing was. Roseanne Barr, as you know, as the audience knows, was canceled from her hit TV series. Why? She had tweeted something that offended people.
It was deemed racist, right?
She was labeled a racist. And I don't remember what the original tweet was, but she was labeled. Who intervened? Who called Bob Iger at Disney to get her canceled? The president of the United States, Barack Obama, and separately his wife, Michelle, called Bob Iger. So when the president of the United States calls you and says, stop doing this, that's the same kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And if you find that offensive, then you have to find, as you say, what Brendan Carr is doing also problematic.
Well, it's interesting because if you go, and I had not gone to her feed today, but she is on fire with, you know, because she puts up some video of how Jimmy Kimmel talked about her situation and actually encouraged the network to take her show away. I mean, here's what I said this at the beginning of the show, and what you are pointing out here is a great point. But I feel like there is so much hypocrisy going back on both sides here because of the free speech thing, and we all feel on one side, well, we can do it because they did it. I just don't like a lot of that that's going on. Same thing with, and I don't know what your thought is about some people being fired right now because of the vile things they've said about Charlie Kirk. I'm fine with that because there are consequences for your free speech. I could easily get fired for something that I tweet or something that I say on the radio. If you're, and companies will tell you this, that you represent them even if you're on social media, so there are consequences for free speech. Now, I'm not as big a fan of going after people, doxing them that are just ordinary, non-public people or not in leadership positions, you know, whether they're a university professor like you are or, you know, in education in some other way or also, you know, an EMT, a member of the military. I do think there's some distinctions, and those people have been, they've certainly been outed, and there's been plenty of them that have been fired this past week.
You know, something's gone wrong with my brain, Mark, because I'm agreeing with you on everything.
I know. I hate it when that happens, right? Well, I just never know.
I'm going to have to question my very existence, Mark.
Well, I apologize for that, but I just have to kind of call it like I see it.
No, I agree with you. It's easy. You may have heard me quote this before, but I was traveling in the Middle East and was talking with a lawyer there, and he said one of his children, he came home and his children were fighting, and he asked why they were fighting, what had started it, and the answer he got has been my favorite answer for almost all political conflicts. He said, his older daughter said, it all started when Shira hit me back.
Yeah, well,
Hey, how many fights have we all said, that's exactly when it started, not when I hit them, but when they hit me back. But I don't think, I don't want to be interpreted as saying, well, both sides do it, a kind of two-handedness. Harry Truman, one of the greatest Missourians ever, once said, save me from two-handed economists. He didn't want one to say on the one hand and on the other hand. Yep. He wanted a real decision. But I think we've had in the past right-wing suppression. It happened during the McCarthy era in the early 50s. But I think what we see now is the left, which had control of almost all the high terrain of the culture wars, and is now losing it. And I think they're just losing their mind as they've lost control. And they've lost control not only because they've lost public sentiment, but also because ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS no longer control the airways. People can listen to you. They can go on to social media. They can. There's a fragmentation, and that fragmentation allows people to listen to whatever they want.
And I approve of that. But I also think, you know, here's the other issue that I have with the Trump administration from this week is, you know, and this kind of goes hand in hand with Brendan Carr. And I understand Brendan Carr's position with the licenses. You know, we have to abide by that here. Yeah. I mentioned this earlier. But Pam Bondi, the attorney general, who she was acting like a Democrat earlier this week. We have a situation in the UK, and the president's returning from the UK, where literally thousands of people have been arrested for their social media posts, and it's outrageous. So then Pam Bondi says something along those lines, you know, in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk. No. That is not the way we move forward. So in both these situations, I feel like we're winning with the majority of the American public, and then this kind of takes a step back because it gives the left a narrative that some of us on the right, unfortunately, to be consistent with our philosophy, kind of have to agree with here, Charles.
You are so right. Well, as you know, Mark, I've written a book on free speech for students, saying what they can say and what they can't say. And what Pam Bondi got wrong was saying that hate speech is impermissible. Some hate speech is impermissible in the U.S., because it directly threatens violence. That could be because I threaten I'm going to kill X, or it could be because I say we should kill all green-haired people when there's a riot going on outside a dormitory filled with green-haired people.
Right.
So those are direct threats. The problem now is that in England, people are being arrested because somebody complains that they feel hurt because of something that appeared online.
It's outrageous.
Well, that's just crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And it's crazy. You look, 60 Minutes did a story about this in Germany, too. The irony. You know, they're going back to Stasi tactics. You want to talk about fascism? That's what really they're doing in Germany and in England and some of these other countries. That's why I don't want to do it here. Charles, you're always great. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
You too, my friend.
Appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.